Oh my goodness, Eurovision fam, it's Alicia Michelle. I am so excited because tonight, and wee hours of the morning for Europe, tonight I'm going to be breaking down my thoughts on what went down at the first semifinal for Benidorm Fest 2024. Hey, if you have never been to my channel before, welcome. This is your opportunity to like this video and to subscribe. I have so much content coming for you, and truly, if you love Benidorm Fest, if you love the Eurovision Song Contest, I think you will love my channel. So please take this moment to like the video and to subscribe. Now, typically I sit up in here and I kind of break down my thoughts previously, but I feel like I have talked so much about Benidorm Fest that I don't have to delay this, that we can just get into this. So this is what we're gonna do. I have a video I'm gonna share. We're gonna kind of react together, and I'm gonna share my thoughts on each performer. Yes, we know who advanced. And then I'm going to bring some special guests to the stage and we'll get into the comments. So, yeah, let me put my disclaimer up here. We're going to go for this. And I'm going to give my thoughts, my expert opinion. All right, let's go. Okay. Oh, yes, so we kicked off the show with Astronauta. So, I'm gonna tell y'all. So here are my thoughts on this performance. Let's just kick it off. I was surprised to see that this was out. The song seemed to be a song that had a lot of buzz. Like, I feel like a lot of people were feeling this song and they were into it. I will tell you from jump, I was like, it was far too derivative for me. And it really was doing kind of like the Melody Festival and thing. In Spain, y'all don't need to do that. Y'all don't need to do that. We don't need to be inspired by Avicii. We got our own folks to kind of go off of. So, but I do think I will give them kudos. I thought the staging was good, but it did look like a Melody Festival in kind of production to me. Also, this video is live, and I just want to say, okay, oh my goodness, some people are able to hop in. We got people from Thailand, we got people from Greece. All right, let's just go through this so then we can get to the conversation. All right, let's get to the people. Get to the people. So, yeah, this one, I'm fine. Now, when I was doing my breakdown, I'll be honest, this genre of music really does nothing for me. But I did appreciate the production value. I liked the staging. I liked the throwback filter of it. So that was good. Okay, and then your favorite girl, Sophia. Let me just break this down. Okay, so there's a lot happening in this performance. There's a lot going down, and I don't know if we needed all of this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we needed all of these elements. I will say I think she needs to have a headset mic. I don't think we need her with a handheld mic. I think she needs to be with a headset. She's moving around too much for that. She is going, if you select this Spain, she is going to have direct competition. We've already got some confirmed pop girlies that are going to be hitting the Eurovision stage. So that's something to keep in mind. And Spain being direct to the final, you don't have the semifinal to like build up all of that momentum. So that's something I think to be mindful. The clothes, I don't love them. I don't love the clothes, but if this is what the girlies are doing, this is what they're doing. But I didn't love it. And then I would just say, I don't know if this was a sound issue at Benidorm, but I did feel like the vocal could have been clearer. There were times where it felt like mumbling, but that is why I am saying we need a headset mic. So if Sophia is going to be doing all of this stuff, which I honestly think some of it is good, I think we could cut some of it. I think we could streamline it, just to make sure that we can kind of sustain the vocal throughout. But it was doing things. Okay. And then, okay, so another one. This from the whole Benidorm Fest, and now I know the public and Benidorm was feeling this one. This one won the public vote. This is my only skip on the whole entire Benidorm playlist, but I'm not the demographic for this, so this is perfectly fine. But no, this song to me, the song is a no for Eurovision, but I love the clothes. I feel like the staging elevated it, and I just want to give a shout out to the sassy keyboard player. Yes. Go back. Let you have your moment. The sassy keyboard player with the V-neck. Yes. That's how you sell something on stage. Okay, and then this, so Kike, the vocal when it was on, it was on. When the vocal was off, it was off. And I was actually feeling bad for him because the staging, it's a lot happening, but the vocal was not doing what it needs to do. So Angie, This was my winner of the night. I think the staging was interesting. Obviously, the narrative we're telling in the song is not exactly revolutionary. Again, with this one, I hate the clothes. I like the concept of the clothes, but I did not love the clothes. And I think too with her, because of all the staging that was happening, there were moments that the vocal faltered just because of all the movement. So we don't need to do all that. Now let me just say, so this song, y'all know on first listen, I was like, it's going on the playlist. And I felt like I needed to mediate my expectations. I was like, look, live, I don't think it's going to hit. This outsold. I love the clothes. You know, if I'm being picky, maybe I would have had women of a certain age dancing, you know, just to kind of keep the theme a little bit. But I'm not necessarily complaining about what we got on stage. So, yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. But I think we could have kept with the theme. And I just, you know, I have to do my, you know, isn't Eurovision a family show? Okay. So if you ask me my standouts from this evening, so we can remove our banner. If you ask me my standouts from this evening or my ranking, so just so folks know, the actual ranking was Sora came in first, Angie was second, Sophia was third, and then blah, 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 blah was fourth. For me, Angie was my standout tonight. I mean, I think even with some of this, it just was solid. Full disclosure, this song is already on my Eurovision, like, selects list, so I was already feeling it. So that's my number one. Zora is my number two. Again, another song that was already on my pre-select, so I'm biased with that one. But I really did, I was prepared to honestly let Zora go completely if the staging was not together. But it was. They, again, outsold and upgraded. Eurovision is all about what? Execution. How you bring the song to life on stage. I put blah, blah, blah as my third, even though I think the song is just okay. Slash, I think it's a no for Eurovision. I don't think we want that song at Eurovision. But I really loved the clothes. I really thought the staging elevated it. Like, and I felt like the staging kept me engaged while viewing it. It was like, oh, and this. And I wasn't even thinking that they were going to do all of that. And then Sophia is probably like my fourth. I just think there are certain things that we could do to optimize this and really clean it up. So let me hop into some of your comments. Okay, Alicia says, so proud of Sophia Cole. She delivered on all levels, slayed like I knew she would. Love the ballroom drag race culture influences, but she needs to lose the mic. Yes, we need I think if she just had like an actual, headset mic, I actually think that that would enhance the performance a lot because, you know, she's holding. So Moesha says, Alicia, I'm getting a tingle. Maria is going to surprise us and win on Thursday. She is a seasoned artist who had impeccable vocals, and that's something the Spanish audience and jury appreciates. After last year, I don't think it's going to happen. I think that there is a little bit of PTSD from last year. Here we go. Tree Tree says, I wasn't feeling Angie's song before, but the live changed my mind. And she was the clear winner tonight. Not sure it would do well in Eurovision, though. And I think that that's the outstanding question. Here's the thing. When you're big five, you're already at the big show. You're already at the grand final. You don't have to worry about qualifying. But what you do have to worry about is doing enough so that people feel fervent about it. You know, that's the key thing. Poor Pablo says, I was surprised Angie didn't win the jury. Martin says, Angie should have won the semi. Ifti, I love Angie's song and she was giving really weird vibes in my humble opinion. Why is she looking so angry in a weird kind of way? Well, do you know the lyrics of the song? That's a real question. Because it sort of is this like very, I'm shaking off kind of the bad things. Even when you look at the staging, I think some of the dancers are supposed to be the things holding her back. And then it's like, no, I'm embracing like my flaws. Like, this is who I am. You know what I mean? SC98, Nebulosa not for Eurovision, to be honest. My winner by far, Angie, with Sophia coming second, and for the rest, I don't care at all. Okay, you know, to me, I'm not gonna lie. For me, the first semi was not really where my heavy hitters were. You know, Thursday night, I'm gonna be, isn't it Thursday? It's Thursday. Thursday night, I'm gonna be waiting with bated breath. You know, Thursday, I'm like, I like every single thing, like, you know, my besties are in semifinal two. Oh, well, I said that I wasn't alone. And so we're going to add some people to the conversation. I'm so happy that some of y'all are actually up and watching. So first up to the stage, I've got Augusto all the way from the beautiful Dominican Republic.
Hello, everybody. How you, Vision fam? Are you ready to turn up?
All right. And then Augusto's not alone, and they're going to break down some of their favorites and whatnot. And also, EurovisionFam.com, we had some interviews with some of the artists, so you definitely want to check that out. Get to know some of these people a little bit better. All right, so up to the stage, it is the very own, the wonderful, it's Lily.
Hello, hello, hello. Is my mic on?
Mic is on and we hear you. Okay. Augusto, I'm going to turn it over to you first. Who were your standouts tonight? Like, if you want to give your top three or just your standouts tonight.
Okay, my standouts are Angie Nebulosa and Miss Cafeína. For okay. Sure. Angie, I've loved her since I'm a teenager because I've been following from the team soap she was on. She's amazing. This is the comeback my girl needed, point blank. Miss Cafeína, the execution was pretty solid. Like, they sold us the song. And Nebulosa, I was like, okay, this is giving, this is serving. The singer, she's looking divine. The male dancers, you know, we all saw it. We know how they end up. I'm keeping it PG because we're in YouTube. But then after that, the voting segment was very weird. The results were weird. I was hoping that Angie was hyped up to win the semifinal. But Nebulosa winning is a little bit of a shocker, especially with that lead. Thank God for the demoscopic jury for existing. And the televote was an experience. That televoting segment was an experience. Yeah, we'll continue the conversation. So I think it's, go ahead. Lily, send it over to you.
Okay, now you're on mute. Oh, wait, hold on. Here we go. Now you're unmuted. Go.
Okay, there we go. I apologize about that. Do you want, like, positive standouts or negative standouts, too?
We're starting positive. We're going. So our positive standouts we'll get to. And then, of course, we got to say, who are we checking for Thursday?
Okay. So I'm going to agree completely with Angie and with Nebulosa. I think the two of them were by far the strongest. I see why they saved the best two kind of for last. Oddly enough, I want to also shout out Mantra. I know that you said you weren't checking for that one, but it was just really cute live. Like, it was giving me High School Musical, and we know I love a musical moment. So it was very cute. I just think that overall, like, it was kind of, that was very Glee. Then Angie was giving me, like, a little discount Hayley Williams, but in a good way. You know, good comparison still. Because, like, just the staging, the hair, the song itself, everything about that was very much Paramore, and I love Paramore, so I'm not gonna be upset. And then Nebulosa, I've been enjoying these women of a certain age this year. They've really been some of the highlights of the national final season for me, and I'm like, I need more of this, please.
All right, y'all. So we started off with the positive, and then we have to go, you know, maybe your what do we call it? Your glow and your grow. So maybe we'll frame this as, what was your grow? What was your thorn? You know, if we're talking rose and thorn, or maybe like what let you down. So Augusto, I'm going to kick it off with you.
Okay, so I was able to watch it live. And if you have, by the way, if you're in Latin America, you got cable and you missed it, go run, watch Benidorm Fest is being replayed as we speak. So, my thorn is the, I have several to point out, but the audio for most of the show was messy. Even in the even on live stream, it was terrible. And apparently on YouTube, they're uploading the songs, the performances in better quality, so you can enjoy them instead. And my other thorn is the voting. I think it needs to be switched up. It needs to, you know, I can understand the points distribution for the demoscopic vote because it's a sample. But when it comes to the televote, I think they should do a proper, you know, proper distribution based on the percentage they got of the actual vote. So that can outweigh a little bit the big power that the jury currently still has. Like, it needs balance. It's either 33-33-33 or another distribution, because this one, it's now looking cute.
Got it. Sydney, well, literally...
Okay, you always let it slip every once in a while here. Honestly, my biggest thorn was Sophia's outfit. It made me very upset. It was so distracting to me. I was like, oh, this is kind of a good like party song. And I'm just like, why is she wearing a velveteen armoire? And why does it look like she skinned E.T. from the waist down and covered him in sequins? It was just, I hated the outfit.
Oh my gosh, I was not a fan of the clothes. Like I said, if this is what the girls are doing, I am fine with being dated and old.
It's not.
But the thing was, I didn't even find it. Like, this is the thing. It's not just about what's trendy or what's in. It's about what's flattering. It's about wearing. No, but it's like also the thing that allows you to stand out on the stage. And to me, it was standing out because it was like, what are you wearing? Instead of just like, oh, wow, this is making you pop. Like, that's it.
No, it was bad. It was given discount BBL. I don't know. All right. Other than that, I wasn't into the audio either. It was bad. Audio was not my favorite part.
Yeah, it was bad. Show.
That was kind of like my second worst thing.
Okay, so the next thing I have is, who are we checking for on... the question is, who are we checking for on Thursday? And then the follow-up is, do we think we've seen our winner for Spain tonight?
Can I go first? Okay. The winner isn't Thursday. Point blank. The winner isn't Thursday. The runner-up might be Angie, maybe, or Nebulosa, based on how the jury voted, but then none of these four are winning. Sophia, good luck on Saturday, because this might be FUSA 2.0. There, I said it.
Don't you FUSA her. Don't you dare FUSA her. Okay?
At least FUSA had a good outfit.
Okay, come on, Lily.
The winner is on Thursday. It just feels like this, it was really unbalanced for me. Like the division of the songs. I would have liked to see some of the stuff on Thursday be competing tonight. But yeah, I really do think the winner is on Thursday. And I feel like my winner is the same as like Augusto's once we get to that point.
Yeah, so I would tell y'all, if you have some advice for Spain as they go into sort of picking their representative for Eurovision this year, what is the advice that you would give to Spain? And I guess the Spanish, like, fans who get to decide who they want to have represent them and for, you know, the team.
Okay, I'll go first. First of all, choose whatever you like. But if you want to consider Eurovision based on these outsider opinions, My strong suggestion is go risk it with St. Pedro. Televote, it's too early to tell, but the jury, that song is a jury baiter by excellence. Foolproof. This song, if staged the way it should, and St. Peter's execution on Thursday, which will be a first taste, leads us to know that we can be very confident that the vocals is there. That's the one. If you want a top 10 result at minimum, he's the safest bet to go. It's different, unique, suits the country very well, and nobody will send in anything like that. Nobody else. Only y'all. Best advice. However, if you want to pay the ultra safe pathway, it is not Sophia. On Thursday, if Jorge delivers the live vocals and the choreo and the staging, I'm afraid he's going to give us. If you want to pay super safe, like they played with Chanel in 2022, then that's your choice. Jorge or St. Pedro. The risk or the safe bet?
Okay, I love that. Concise and clear. All right, Lily, you got to give Spanish folks some advice. If you had the chance, you know, what would you urge them to do as they pick their representative for Eurovision 2024?
I'd be putting all my chips on that St. Pedro board, because there is something about that song that just... it's great. Like, there's nothing else like it. Even like looking back in the Eurovision records of songs that have come through, there's a couple of songs like that, and they all stand out as special. Like, this is, it would be unexpected from Spain, because we kind of, you know, we think Spain party song, but it's unexpected in the best way possible. That song has such a mood to it, and I feel like it's not only would the jury love it, but the public is also going to like that. You know, I just think that would be the best choice there.
Yeah, you know, I'm sort of in between, because, you know, I like different. I like out of the box. And of course, I like things that are executed to perfection, like things that you just can't deny. The vocal's good. The styling's good. The staging's tasteful. Like, it's like, how can you deny it? And I do feel like with St. Pedro, you know, and I've heard some Spanish Eurovision fans kind of go like, oh, people just want typical from us. But the thing is there is a level of expectancy with St. Pedro. Like, it does make me feel like I'm walking along the beach, like in Spain, like, you know, with holding, or maybe actually by myself. I'm on my honeymoon that I was supposed to be on with my partner. But then they left me at the altar. And so now I'm in Spain and I'm thinking, you know, I'm misty about what the experience could have been, you know, walking along the sandy beaches. You know, I think that there is something about it that does give Spain without it having to feel stereotypical of Spain. But then I have to say, you know, looking at the results that we had last year, which I found to be very disappointing, I am like, we know Spain wants to win. And so I'm like, does the public just want? So if Jorge is coming, I think folks have to consider it. Because I do think, as much as I like Angie, I'm like, I don't know how that will do ultimately, not having a semi and like kind of that space. And I wonder if it could possibly fade once we get to the big show on Saturday night. Nebulosa, I don't think would be a bad choice. It'd be risky, but like, I don't think that would walk away with no points. Like, people are going to pick up the phone and call for that. So I think if Spain wants to just do wild card, we're going for it. And the studio cut is good. Like, the studio cut is good. So like, if Spain wants to like go for it, like, I'm like, I think you got two pathways to go. I think you can go St. Pedro, which I do think we'll definitely collect some jury points. And I will say, like, I'd pick up the phone and call for that. Like, just something that's transportive. And yeah, I would pick up the phone for that. And then I would say, if you want to go gung-ho and you want to have fun, Spain, I wouldn't be going with Sophia just because I think there's going to be too much direct competition. And y'all know how I am. Like, I'm just like, why would I dance in direct competition when I can stand out and just, you know, do my own thing? And I just, it's too many pop girls that I think are even just in the pipeline, potentially, not to mention the ones that are, that have already been promised to us, you know? So I wouldn't even dance in that. I would go. So if I was trying to do something that was fun, I would do Nebuloso. Because Nebuloso, I just think people will pick up the phone and call for that, period.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well, because it's like when I was listening to all the songs the first time through, she stood out to me along with, you know, St. Pedro. Like, those were probably the two that stood out to me the most on the playlist altogether. And again, if you want to go with fun, no one else is going to send someone like Nebulosa. Like, that's not going to happen. So I can see where that would also...
Unless Iceland sends Hierbo... like a little bit. But she's not going to give... They're not going to give us... the show that Spain is giving us. Well, I just want to say,
you don't know what Mama Hera is going to do.
That is very true. I don't know. She might have seen this and went like, okay, this, she's going to be like, this chick over in Spain is doing this. What y'all giving me? what y'all going to give me? Okay. No, but thank y'all for joining me. This was a good night. I actually did feel like visually I was cool with what Benidorm was serving, but obviously I'm going to have to pick another career in sound engineering. So thank you, Augusto. Bye. Thank you. And to everyone who is watching this, thank you so much for watching. If you haven't already, please like this video and please do subscribe. Subscribes are free. I'm telling you, I have so much content coming for you and I'm excited. Spain, let's see what y'all gonna give us.